Facts allow you to make decisions in unpredictable times. Get the facts you need from the Wall Street Journal. From free coronavirus updates to daily deep dives in our podcasts and videos, WSJ is a trusted source in uncertain times. Visit WSJ.com.
Here's your money briefing for Thursday, May 7th. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal. Most Americans who have been furloughed from their jobs during the pandemic are at least able to hold on to their health benefits. But millions of others have lost both their job and their health coverage. As a backstop, many are turning to a health insurance continuation program known as COBRA.
You can keep your same doctors. It's a medical plan like you had before. So anything that was covered prior should be covered under COBRA.
That's Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Veronica Dagger. Coming up, she'll discuss the costs involved in COBRA and how long coverage lasts.
I'm Jack Howe, host of the new Barron's Streetwise podcast on business and investing. Each week we hear from company chiefs and analysts about profound changes facing investors. We've heard from Disney's Bob Iger about the future of movies and theme parks, CVS's Larry Merlo about stores providing more health services, and Ford's Jim Hackett about how the pandemic might change the car business. Subscribe to Barron's Streetwise on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Americans who've lost their employer-provided health insurance because of the pandemic have a popular option to keep their coverage intact. It's a federally mandated program called COBRA, but there are important facts about it to be aware of. And Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Veronica Dagger joins us with details. So Veronica, COBRA is pretty expensive.
It is very expensive. So typically, if you're employed, your employer, if they offer health insurance and you're covered by that, they pick up a fair amount of the premium that is owed to the insurance company. Under COBRA, you can still get insurance. However, for an individual, it could be up to five times more than what you would pay. Under COBRA, employees are responsible for 100% of the health benefit premium plus up to a 2% administrative fee. So that could be up to five times more than what you would pay if you were still on your employer's plan and they were still kicking in some money.
Is there any room for negotiation with your employer on, say, sharing costs?
There could be. You know, if you're an executive, you're a management type, you might have some leverage with this. I've heard some executives able to negotiate with their companies for, say, a couple months of COBRA coverage. The company might pick that up for you, but it really depends. If you're a rank and file, you can try, but they're probably not going to do anything for you.
Do all companies offer COBRA coverage?
Not all companies offer COBRA. So if your company has 20 or more employees, the company is in most cases required to offer COBRA. However, there's an exception if you work for the government or you work for a religious institution, they are not required. If you work for a company that has less than 20 employees, there are options out there. Your company will tell you about them. Some of them are similar to COBRA, but again, probably pricey.
What does COBRA cover?
So COBRA is just like your regular insurance in certain ways. So you can keep your same doctors. It's a medical plan like you had before. So anything that was covered prior should be covered under COBRA. It's not going to cover things like your supplemental coverage, like disability or life insurance, but you should be able to go to the same doctors. Generally speaking, you should be able to get the same medications as before. So that's a real benefit of going on COBRA, is that consistency in care that you'll likely receive.
How long does the coverage last?
For someone who lost their job and is on COBRA, generally you're entitled to have up to 18 months of continuous coverage. There's some exceptions to that, but that's what's in general.
Now, if somebody has a health savings account or an HSA, can that money be used?
You should be able to use that money to pay your COBRA premiums, which is a really nice benefit. And if your COBRA plan or your employer's plan allows this, you should be able to keep contributing to that HSA if you are able to do so financially. So this is nice because if you're using your HSA money to pay that COBRA premium, you're basically paying that COBRA premium with pre-tax dollars from that account without penalty. And that's a very nice benefit.
And there's a time frame from which you have to sign up.
If it's elected within 60 days, COBRA coverage begins on the day of the qualifying event, such as your layoff, meaning there won't be a gap in coverage. So you want to act quickly if you can.
Are there alternatives to COBRA for health coverage?
So if you are married or partnered, you can consider joining your spouse's employer-sponsored plan. Typically, if you're losing your employment is a qualifying event and you should be able to go on that plan. If you're younger than 26, you can go on your parents' plan under the ACA, the Affordable Care Act. So that's another option. If you're a director or some other sort of trade, you could look into a trade or professional group insurance. If you have insurance through your job, and a job loss generally qualifies you for special enrollment under the ACA, but you have to have had your insurance through your job in order to be able to enter the ACA's special enrollment period. If you lost your job and did not have insurance through your job, you can't sign up for the marketplace at this time, unfortunately.
How about Medicaid?
Yeah, Medicaid is an option, and that's something people should consider because you may qualify for that and you may not, you'd be surprised. So for example, adults can qualify if their current income is up to 138% of the federal poverty level or $1,467 per month per individual or $3,113 per month for a family of four. And that's according to the Kaiser Family Foundation. So you might be surprised that you can actually qualify for Medicaid at this time.
But what if you're already receiving unemployment and want to go the Medicaid route?
The unemployment compensation counts, but not the $600 federal supplement we recently got through Congress for people who've lost their jobs. So that's something to consider. But things like savings and other assets aren't taken into account at this moment when it comes to Medicaid.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Veronica Dagher. Veronica, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me, JR.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm JR Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.